everybody, and welcome to another edition, the Week 8 edition of the NEOSI High School Podcast Preview Show. Matt Lodi along with Tony Bogan of Cleveland.com and NEO Sports Insiders. We are in Week 8 of the high school season already. It is hard to believe. Tony, lots of great games on the slate. Last week, we saw some contenders, some pretenders, and we saw a couple of upsets. We'll talk all about that today. How are you, my friend?
Doing really well, Matt. It's just really insane how close we are to the end of the season. A lot of moves are being made, and like you said, there were a lot of really good games in Week 7, and hopefully there's more excitement to come as the season winds down.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We've got all kinds of action to be covered right here this week on NEOSportsInsiders.com. Check it out. We'll run through our schedule here just in a moment. But again, a lot of great games for Week 7. I know a lot of people are focused on the Indians, but don't fall asleep on all the great high school football in and around the area. Tony, let's start today in the Akron City series. Last week, some interesting games in that series. Akron East, though, obviously no problems with Ellett. They beat them 60-0. They are 6-1. Buchdol, probably the next team, the next best team in that series, won over Cardinal Mooney by a final of 10-9. Big win for Buchdol. Buchdol and Ellett will play this week. Akron East will take on North. North is 0-7. I can't see anybody stopping Akron East, Tony.
Not with the way their offense is going. I think he should have a fairly easy time with North. And for Buchdol, that has to be a huge win over Mooney. And they beat Ellett, then they have a chance to move up to 3-0 in the Akron City series.
We move over to the Chagrin Valley Conference. We'll start in the Chagrin Division. A huge win for Perry last week as they beat Geneva 35-23. Wasn't easy. Geneva's a 2-5, but they're better than a 2-5 football team. Perry, again, is now 7-0, 4-0 in the division. Orange is 6-1. They're 4-0 in the division. They got a big win over West Geauga 27-20. Wycliffe over Harvey 48-24, and Chagrin Falls over Beechwood 56-14. You look at Perry, you look at Orange, and again, they're going to play this week. That is obviously the game we've been waiting for in this conference. Who do you like in the Perry-Orange battle, Tony?
I have to go with Perry's offense, but I will give a shout-out to Orange. The fact that they're 6-1, that they are really impressing me this year. They're looking to make the first playoff appearance for the first time since, if I have my math correctly, 1988.
Wow.
And West Keys might bounce back against Wycliffe because they're not out of it yet, even though they lost.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's go over to the Valley Division of the Chagrin Valley Conference, where Kirtland and Cuyahoga Heights are still the top two teams. Kirtland's 7-0, 4-0 in the conference. Cuyahoga Heights is 6-0. They're 4-0 in the conference. Cuyahoga Heights will take on a 1-6 Berkshire team this week, so really should be an easy time there for them. And Kirtland, not much of a harder time. They're on Thursday night this week against Fairport Harding, who is 1-6. You got Cardinal at 2-5, Independence at 5-2. Independence will play Richmond Heights, who's 1-6. Everybody in this conference is under 500 except for Kirtland, Cuyahoga Heights, and Independence, Tony. Again, should be easy times for the top three teams in this league this week.
Yeah, I'll have to agree. The closest game I could probably see out of that will be Independence and Richmond Heights. But the top three teams shouldn't really have any trouble other than that.
All right, we move on. We'll start in the Federal League now. We've got Canton McKinley and Massillon Jackson. Oh, boy, that was, again, you look at those two teams, Massillon Perry's another great team. McKinley defeated Massillon Jackson 35-23 last week. So really, McKinley, it's their division now to lose. They'd have to be upset a couple of times. They're going to take on Glen Oak this week at 2-5. Massillon Jackson, again, we said they fell to 6-2, 3-1 in the conference. They will take on Cleveland Central or Canton Central Catholic this week. And the other good team in that conference, Massillon Perry. They're 6-1, 3-1 in the conference. Perry defeated Green 38-0 last week and are in action against Uniontown Lake this week, who are 1-6. So again, Tony, as we mentioned earlier, the top three teams should be in good shape this week.
McKinley should roll easily over Glen Oak, but Jackson and Perry both have to still can't look too far ahead because they're both sitting 7th and 9th in Division 1, Region 1 respectively. And Lake has lost quite a few close games. So if I'm Perry, I definitely, they've got to basically win out from here on in as they're sitting in ninth place right now, and same with Jackson.
All right, we move over to the Great Lakes Conference, where right now Bay at 7-0, 4-0 in the conference is going to win that division. I think it's pretty well locked in stone there. Bay beating Normandy 51-0 last week. Normandy falls to 3-4. Rocky River over Valley Forge 17-14. Valley Forge falls to 3-4. Rocky River improves to 4-3. Holy Name over Elyria Catholic 20-17, and University School defeated Parma by 19 points, 40-21. This week we've got a Thursday game, Rocky River and Normandy, which we'll have covered on the site. We'll also have a Saturday game, Holy Name at Garfield Heights. The two Friday games this week, rival game, Parma Valley Forge, and Bay takes on Elyria Catholic. You know, Bay again right now, it's 7-0. Elyria Catholic having a tough year, Tony. They're 2-5. They're a better team than 2-5, though.
Absolutely. They've had a few close losses, but I think that they should win that game fairly easily. And Rocky River and Holy Name are very on the cusp of playoff contention. If they both sit 8th and 11th in Region 10, it'll be a big game for both schools.
We move on to the Greater Cleveland Conference, where right now Euclid and Menor still are top the conference. Euclid at 6-1, Menor at 6-1. This week, Menor will take on Solon. Solon is at 5-2, so that's a dangerous matchup. While Euclid will take on Brunswick. Brunswick still hanging around at 4-3. We'll have that game covered for you right here on NEO Sports Insiders. Brunswick over Elyria by 15 last week, 38-23. Euclid over Solon, 33-28 to improve to 6-1. You got Menor over Shaker Heights, 45-27, and Strongsville over Medina. That game was 21-7. So again, this conference right now, Euclid is still sitting there in first place, but again, tough matchup with Brunswick this week. The Blue Devils have had a turnaround season with a new head coach, and they look to be a force to be reckoned with on Friday night.
Absolutely. Brunswick got a big win over Elyria. Euclid gave up a 27-0 lead, but still rallied to take another close win. They're looking for their fifth win in a row here down the stretch. Try to secure the conference before they've got a big game against Menor.
Okay, we move on to the Lake Erie League, where Bedford right now is still atop with Warrensville Heights. Both teams are at 6-1. Both teams at 2-0 in the division. Warrensville Heights got upset by Lorraine. Lorraine is 6-1 as well, 2-0 in the division, 39-6. Bedford defeated Cleveland Heights 48-42, and Maple Heights defeated Shaw 28-8. Bedford takes on Shaw this week. You got Cleveland Heights, Warrensville Heights, Maple Heights at Lorraine. That's an interesting game. 4-3 against 6-1, but Lorraine is playing great football for Dave McFarland right now.
Lorraine's definitely playing well after that close loss to Midview. They need everyone they can get still to make sure they lock up a playoff spot. And Bedford came from down 42-14 in that game against Cleveland Heights and rallied to win. That offense woke up in a big way in the second half of that one.
Yeah, that was a great comeback for them. North Coast League, we go to the Blue Division, where right now Benedictine and Archbishop Hoban and Padua and NDCL are all 6-1, but Benny and Archbishop Hoban are both 2-0 in the division. Padua and NDCL have also lost in the division, and of course last week our big game, Archbishop Hoban defeated Padua 49-10. Padua will take on Benedictine this week. Walsh Jesuit will take on Archbishop Hoban. Walsh Jesuit at 2-5. Hoban, again, as we mentioned, are 6-1. And NDCL takes on Lake Catholic. Lake Catholic is at 3-4. Who do you like between Benny, Archbishop Hoban, Padua, and NDCL? They're all 6-1, but again, Benny and Archbishop Hoban 2-0 in the conference.
I've got to go with Hoban. They won the states last year. They're definitely going to be a threat to win states in Division 2 this year. I can see Hoban getting off to winning the conference, winning their division. But Padua and Benedictine are definitely playing really well, and as is NDCL, Lake Catholic even could possibly sneak into the playoffs.
We move over to the North Coast League, the White Division, where every team record-wise is under 500. VASJ is 3-4, Trinity's 3-4, Warren JFK is 3-4, and Cleveland Central Catholic is 3-4. But there's only one team that's 2-0 in division play, and that's VASJ. They defeated Trinity 25-0 last week, and VASJ takes on a tough Gilmore team this week. What do you look at when you look at this White Division? Is it VASJ's to lose, or do you see one of those other teams, Trinity, Warren, JFK, or Cleveland Central Catholic, sneaking in?
I could possibly see either VASJ or Cleveland Central Catholic, because Central Catholic has a big game at Warren, JFK on Friday. VASJ has to play against Gilmore. That'll be a good matchup. But I wouldn't count Trinity out, even though they've lost. It could honestly still be anybody's division.
Okay, the Patriot Athletic Conference, the PAC, the Stars Division, where it's been a lot of fun to watch these three teams go to battle. Firelands, Buckeye, and Black River. Firelands 7-0, 2-0 in the conference. Buckeye 7-0, 2-0 in the conference. I know, by the way, those two teams play each other this week. And Black River 6-1, 1-1 in the conference. Last week, the big undefeateds went at it, and Buckeye survived in Black River and Sullivan 28-12. Firelands defeated Wellington by 30, 56-26. And even Keystone put up a lot of points. They're 3-4. They defeated Brookside by a final of 65-10. So again, Tony, right now, Firelands and Buckeye, that's going to be a huge game this week in Buckeye.
I think that'll be the game of the week right there. The winner will be 8-0 and definitely on the right track to win the division there.
We move over to the Stripes division, where Clearview is 6-1, 2-0 in the division. They defeated their biggest rival this last week, Columbia. Columbia's at 4-3. Now Lutheran West, they defeated Brooklyn 41-0. They're 4-3. Then you have Oberlin and Brooklyn both at 2-5. Fairview at 1-6. Brooklyn takes on Columbia this week. Fairview at Clearview and Oberlin at Lincoln, at Lutheran West, rather. Oberlin 2-5, Lutheran West 4-3. The big guys should be all right this week. Clearview, Columbia, and Lutheran West, Tony.
Oh, yeah. Clearview had a huge win at Columbia last week with Anthony Carey throwing a game-winning touchdown pass with less than a minute left, and they had a blocked punt to do it. Clearview's definitely in the right track to win that division. They're just, I think that they should have no problem with Fairview. Likewise with Columbia against Brooklyn.
All right, we move over to the Senate, where Rhodes looks like they're in pretty good shape right now at 5-2, 4-0 in division play, but Glenville's right with them now, 4-3, 4-0 in the division play. East Tech is at 4-3, but 3-1 in the division. Everybody else under 500, Cleveland JFK and John Hay are 2-5, John Marshall, John Adams 1-6, Whitney Young is 1-6, and Collinwood and Lincoln Western 0-7. Rhodes and Glenville, who do you like in those two teams? Because at some point, they're going to have to get this thing decided.
I think it'll be Glenville winning the Senate, but I have to give a shout out to what East Tech and Rhodes have been doing this year. East Tech is over 500. They've won, looks like they're fourth in a row, and they've got a huge game against Glenville, and they're looking to, both of them are looking to pick up their fifth win. And Rhodes, who is 11th in Division I, Region 1, even despite the tragedy in which they lost Bill Gary to cancer. They have definitely kept on going on. They came from down 20-0 to beat John Hay and block the game-winning field goal in the end.
We move over to the Southwestern Conference here as we continue with the Week 7 scoreboard, Week 8 preview. Avon Lake over Amherst, 40-28. Midview all over Westlake, 55-6. Avon defeated Lakewood, 54-21. It was North Olmsted losing to North Ridgeville, 42-35. And Olmsted falls over Berea Midpark, 62-48. Avon is 7-0, 6-0 in the conference. They've already defeated Midview, is 6-1 and 5-1 in the conference. Don't fall asleep on Olmsted Falls. They are 6-1 overall, 5-1 in conference play. And Avon Lake is still hanging around at 5-2, 4-2 in conference play. This week, North Ridgeville, who just came off that win over North Olmsted, will take on Avon. Olmsted Falls and Midview, that's probably the game of the week. Both teams at 6-1, 5-1 in the conference. North Olmsted Amherst, another very good game, 4-3s going at it, both 3-3 in the conference. Lakewood at Westlake, the two 0-7 teams doing battle, and Avon Lake will take on Berea Midpark. So again, Avon right now still running away with this division. I expect Mike Elder and his kids to win it.
I definitely agree. Even I give congratulations to North Ridgeville. I knew they were going to win this year. It's just only a matter of time when, because they've been playing better and better as the week goes on.
All right, we move over to the Suburban League American Division. Barberton is 7-0. Barberton with a win over SVSM 35-14 last week. Highland is still sticking around at 6-1. They got a win last week, or I should say they lost last week, rather, to Aurora 22-21. I believe you may have called that one, Tony.
Aurora is they're not out of it yet. They're in 10th place in Region 9, and they host Revere. And even though they may not win the Suburban League American, they're still in the fight for a playoff spot, as are Barberton, Highland, and Talmadge. So a very good ball being played in Suburban League America.
Yeah, we got to mention Talmadge. They're 6-1, 2-1 in the division. They play Barberton this week. Highland plays Copley. Kent Roosevelt will take on Crestview Revere at 2-5, 0-4 in the division. Suburban League, the national division. Wadsworth at 7-0. They beat North Royalton 61-28 last week. 4-0 in the division. Hudson's at 6-1. They're 4-0 in the division as well. They defeated Cuyahoga Falls 45-7. Stowe Monroe Falls with a 49-17 win over Twinsburg. They're 6-1, 3-1 in division play. And Nordonia with a big win over Brecksville. An upset there is Nordonia winning their first game of the year. Brecksville falls to 4-3, 2-2 in the division. Twinsburg and Wadsworth will do battle this week. North Royalton will be at Brecksville. That's a rivalry game. Hudson will play at Stowe Monroe Falls and Cuyahoga Falls at Nordonia. The Grizzlies look awfully good right now, Tony.
Yeah, I think they're definitely one of the top teams in their division. They've got a good offense going. Joey Bogman is a great quarterback, and I could possibly see Wadsworth running the table, but we'll see.
The Western Reserve Conference, Chardon over Willoughby South by 10, 38-28. Kenston over Riverside, 56-28. Mayfield over Madison, 40-8. And Eastlake North over Brush, 24-13. Chardon's at 6-1. They're going to win the division. They're 4-0 in the division right now. Brush is at 3-1 in the division, 5-2. And those two teams will play this week. So maybe I spoke too soon. Brush with a win would equal what Chardon is at. What do you like in that game? That obviously is the big game this week in the Western Reserve Conference.
The class of two offenses, Brush has Godwin Joe, the amazing quarterback, and Sharon has their option offense. I think it'll be a high-scoring affair for both teams. And you also don't want to count out Mayfield and Kenston, as they're both facing North and Madison, respectively. And they're both looking for their third win of the year, because North did knock off Brush, and North is probably looking to knock off another good team to try to keep their playoff hopes alive.
Yeah, Eastlake North 24-13 over Brush last week. You mentioned Mayfield, they're 4-3, 2-2 in the conference. Eastlake North is 3-4, 2-2 in the conference. Madison at 2-5, Painesville Riverside at 2-5, and Willoughby South is at 1-6. Let's go over the Independents real quick, where Iggy and Eds are continuing to play very well. They're both 7-0. Lutheran East, 6-1, Western Reserve Academy, Massillon Washington, SVSM, and University School are all 5-2. Gilmore, 4-3, and Garfield Heights are 3-4. We'll have it for you covered this week. St. Ed's will take on Canada Prep. That game is on Saturday. Iggy will play Archbishop Moeller. SVSM will take on LaSalle. Lutheran East against Gamble Montessori. That'll be on Saturday. Massillon Washington at Firestone. Gilmore will play on Saturday against VASJ. University School will play Lakeside on Saturday. And we mentioned earlier, Garfield Heights, they'll play Holy Name out of the Great Lakes Conference. That game will be on Saturday as well. Iggy and Ed's getting set for battle here pretty soon, Tony.
Oh, yeah. They're just continuing to just roll. It's just, they're both playing really good this year. And U.S. is looking for their fifth win in a row after a slow start to their year. They start off 1-2. And Garfield Heights and Gilmore and Bay St. Mary, they're all still in the thick of the playoff hunt. If Garfield Heights could get a win over Holy Name, they're definitely looking favorable for the last two.
All right, we go to the Portage Trails Conference as we get set to wrap this thing up today. It's the County Division first. Rootstown at 7-0, 2-0 in the division. Mogador at 6-0, 1-0 in the division. Mogador over Southeast, 35-3 last week. Southeast still playing good, though, 4-3, 0-2 in the division. Garfield, their game was canceled with Crestwood. They're 4-2, 0-1 in division play. Youngstown Valley Christians, 3-4, 1-1 in the division. And Crestwood is at 1-4. Again, their game was canceled this last week. Mogador takes on Garfield. Crestown is scheduled to play Rootstown. Has that been canceled yet, Tony?
No. I heard that Crestwood's football team is back. They're back off of their suspension, so they will be playing that game.
And again, that will be a tough matchup for them coming off that suspension, playing Rootstown, who's 7-0. And on Saturday, you've got Southeast taking on Youngstown Valley Christian. Finally, the Metro Division, where Woodridge and Coventry are both 6-1. 4-0 in division play, and those two teams will play this week. That's the big game in the Metro Division. Who do you like in that one?
I have to say I like Woodridge because their offense has been doing really well. Not to take anything away from Coventry, but I think that Woodridge will win. But regardless of who wins, they're going to have to win out and get some help to get into the playoffs.
Akron Springfield at 4-3, Streetsboro, Ravenna both at 3-4, Norton at 2-5, Cloverleaf 1-6, and Field at 0-7. All right, let's run down our schedule here on NEO Sports Insiders this week. We got a very, very busy week. We'll start it with the Thursday game, Rocky River and Normandy from Byers Field. Eli Mooneyham will be covering that, and Eli will be parked at Byers Field on Friday night, where he will take in Valley Forge at Parma. Peyton Vince will be covering on Saturday, Canada Prep at St. Ed's. Vince McKee on Friday night, Avon Lake at Berea Mid Park. Ruben Rodriguez will have North Olmsted at Amherst. You'll have Jerry Sharp, Brunswick at Euclid. Dave Alligood will be watching Brooklyn at Columbia. And Josh Jeffy will see North Olmsted at Midview. I should say Olmsted Falls, rather, at Midview. Ryan Kazmarski will take on Huron at Vermilion. Mike Trevisano, Menor, at Solon. Mike Rogers will watch Hudson and Stowe. And Quentin Alberti will watch LaSalle at SVSM. Busy week, Tony. Are you going to be out this week, or are you inside this week?
Still going to be inside. I'm going to be inside this week, but I'll definitely keep track of all the exciting games that are going down this week.
All right, should be a good one. We got plenty of scores to get to you all weekend long here on NEO Sports Insiders. Again, we're kind of waiting to see what happens with the Indians. Obviously, they're going to be a lot of what we do, not necessarily what we do, a lot of what we do on the air is going to be prevalent on the Indians because we're recording this show before Game 5. If the Indians do win on Game 5, I don't think we'll be on the scoreboard shows on Friday night, but if the Indians get upset by the Yankees, we will have some coverage on both WKNR, AM 850, ESPN, and also on AM 930 WEOL. Tony, have a great week, my friend.
You so same to you.
Okay, that's Tony Bogan from Cleveland.com and, of course, NEOSportsInsiders.com as well. I'm Matt Lodi. Have a great week, everybody. We will talk to you again here for Week 9 already next week at the NEOSI High School Podcast Preview Show right here on NEOSportsInsiders.com.